This Steve Jones Show podcast is now loading. The Steve Jones Show podcast is presented by Sunbury Motor Company, Purdy Insurance, Brewers Outlet, and NIL Game Changers. Bringing you an in-depth look at Penn State sports and more. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. The Steve Jones Show is presented by NIL Game Changers, Sunbury Motor Company, Purdy Insurance, and Brewers Outlet. Now, from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Welcome, Greg Denton with us this half hour, brought to you by Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. Auto, home, life, business, boat, motorcycle, RV, there are a multitude of insurance needs. Look, the vast majority of us don't just have one insurance need. So you got to be able to figure out who you can trust to make sure that your insurance needs are taken care of. Oh, and by the way, because the customer service means so much to whomever you pick, they'll help you save money. Well, I just described Purdy Insurance. They happen to be great people who are great pros. And the Purdy Memorial Golf Tournament is going to take place on Wednesday, August 7th. It's getting closer than we realize. Wednesday, August 7th, Susquehanna Valley Country Club, to benefit the Greater Susquehanna Valley YMCA. Todd and I will be out there for that. Todd will have a big autograph session. Matt Cotrillo will be going around asking you if he can sign your autograph. It's like, I don't understand. Not really the way to go, Todd, but we'll be out there for it.
Just probably passing out lawn mowing business cards too.
Oh yeah, again, we've got to get the kid going. Okay, I'd like to point out one more time for anybody who thinks he's going to do a great job in your yard, he's four. Okay, so I'm sure on the standard of a 4-year-old, he'd be really, really good. But a standard of a 14-year-old or a 24-year-old, not quite. Okay. Oh, goodness gracious. So let's get to the draft. Did you watch any of the draft?
No, I was working.
I can't stand when the job gets in the way. What's wrong with you?
Well, I ended up stuck in the rain at a major softball game and then doing pages, so.
Yeah.
Wednesday night was not fun.
No. No offense, for a group that puts right now $1.6 billion and about to be about $2.7 or $8 billion into the NBA, ESPN's draft coverage is... NBA draft coverage is really mediocre. Like, really? Bob Myers is a great addition because he gives you the general manager's perspective. But and obviously Woj does his deal. Okay, that's fine. But a lot of the other stuff is sit there and go, all right, really? Just get to the pick. Right. But that's me. That's me. But let's get to the draft itself. Number one, let's start with this. Rishi Shea is the first overall pick, right? And I don't know what there is to get excited about because none of us have ever seen him play. I've never seen him play. Have you?
No.
No, I mean, so how am I going to sit there and evaluate, you know, him as a player? I never seen him play. Sar, never seen him play. Now, Reed Sheppard, yeah. But that is, to me, the problem that the NBA has with this. And because people don't know who these people are, they've never even the diehards of the NBA. My guess is they haven't seen him play either. So it's difficult to, you know, it's one thing to say, okay, you know, hey, we got Stephon Castle. I watched him play in the NCAAs. Boy, I really like him. He does this, this, this. He may not be the most explosive player out there, but you know what I mean? You can talk about that. But four of the top 25 picks were from France. In France. And that, of course, is part of the trend of the NBA that, let's be honest, started with the Dream Team. What the Dream Team did when they went to Barcelona and Monaco before that, they took the international part of it where people, because the Dream Team, to their credit, every single person they asked to play in it played. So they had all the stars there. And that was, I mean, that set this country on a different path because the international game, and they've got NBA academies now in Africa, in Australia, I mean, they have them all over the place. And one of the players from the NBA African Academy was drafted in the second round yesterday, which I believe is the first time that ever happened. So they've done all this, but at the same time, it does bring with a marketing issue. The Sixers are in a position where the two guys they drafted, and they drafted very well, their fans know who they are. Bonner kid from UCLA, the big kid, he's a good player. He's an underrated, undervalued guy that is going to, you know, I think has a chance to be on the roster. Will he be a big-time help to them initially? No. But he will be somebody that, in my opinion, will be of help to them down the road. In the first-round pick, McCain from Duke, not a star. Not a star. But, you know, is he somebody that can help them? Yes, no question. So they drafted well. In a draft that's not deep. It's not a deep draft. Right? It's not a deep draft. But, and let's give credit where credit's due. Again, to all the people who said to me in the past 2 years, Zach Edey is a first-round pick, he's a lottery pick, and I said no, he's going to be a late second-round pick or a free agent because of the style of game in the NBA. You were right, I was wrong. He ended up being a not only a first-round pick, but a lottery pick, going to Memphis. The fit is good. And now I think guys like Edey and Donovan Clingan are going to be important to the next three NBA drafts. And here's the reason why, Todd. 15 years ago, Zach Edey would have been the first overall pick in the draft, and Clingan probably would have gone second. That player has not been getting drafted in recent years or being drafted in the second round. The two of them, through hard work, and I'll tell you, on Edey's part, Edey really worked hard. Really worked hard. And, you know, the brief conversation I had with him back in January, I essentially told him that. And he lost some weight. They put elements into his game defensively, especially where movement was so important. And it showed that he could move. Now, there's no question, he really, defensively, for the most part, he's a one-trick pony. He's a drop coverage guy. Okay, well, they play a lot of drop coverage in the NBA. But that's what that's really the only area, you know, defensively he excels in. He's not a shot blocker. He will alter your shot, maybe, but he doesn't block shots, doesn't block a lot of shots. And offensively, you can't move him. You can't move him. But again, to everybody who said to me, and there's a bunch of people that said to me, well, yeah, Edey's a first-round pick. And I said, no, I was wrong. You were right. So credit to all those people who said that to me, because, you know what? You can never be afraid on when doing a show like this. You can never be afraid to tell people, you know what? I wasn't right about it. Because that way you're being direct with the audience, including direct about the evaluation about yourself. I didn't get the evaluation right. Okay. You as an audience did. Maybe you should be hosting the show. So it's going to be interesting, because what Klingon and what Klingon and Edie do over the next couple, 3 years will then determine what happens, I think, in a domino effect to the thought process on other big men like that across the world, and especially in this country. If they perform well, I think it opens the doors. If they struggle with it, then it will keep the doors only open a crack like they are now. So I think they're going to be barometer players for the draft moving forward. Now let's get to the second round. Gee, where should we go in the second round? How far back should we go, Todd?
50-some?
Yeah, let's go with 55. And that, of course, is Bronny James. I could care less about the nepotism part of it. I really don't care. Because, let's start with this. If the Lakers, now the Lakers were drafting 17, right? If the Lakers in the first round had selected Bronny James and not Dalton Kincaid, then we'd be having a serious discussion here. But they drafted Dalton Kincaid. They drafted Dalton Kincaid. Okay. Who, by the way, is a very good fit for the Lakers. He'll come in. He may not start, but he'll play right away. He can rebound. He can shoot from the outside. He has a really terrific all-around game. He's not a bad defender either. He's got bulk. He already has an NBA body. Kincaid's a really good player. And let's face it, the Lakers are sitting there at 17. He fell to them. Other people kept going in different directions, different direction. All of a sudden, they're sitting there. Dalton Kincaid is there. If they had drafted Bronny James there at 17, then I would have a problem with what they did. But they drafted him at 55 in the second round. Well, every once in a while, you'll get a Nikola Jokic, who was a second-round pick, is, wow, he's an MVP. But that doesn't happen very often in the NBA. If you can get consistent long-term players that last 6 to 10 years in the NBA, then you really got to steal in the second round. Jokic being one. Draymond Green's a second-round pick. You know, we can go through some of the notable ones. But most of the second-round picks, most of them go back and forth with the G League, can be contributors, and can have very good, you know, good to very good NBA careers, you know. And then there's a bunch of them that will end up washing out. And now that's what we have to find out with him. He's drafted 55. If he's going to be drafted by the Lakers, that's the right slot to draft him in. Now, we all know he's a smart player. Anybody that watches him says he understands, because of the feel for the game, he understands individual defensive concepts and he understands team defensive concepts. So he's ahead of the game there. He's a good passer. He's a good rebounder. The oddity is he was a much better shooter in high school than in college. But again, to be fair to Bronny James, we don't know how much he was affected by not doing any work for such a long period of time after one of the great scares of anybody's life, and that would be having a cardiac arrest. He didn't start playing games until January for USC. So we don't know how much that affected certain elements of his game. I don't know. He was like 4.5 points a game at USC, a couple rebounds a game. He came off the bench. He didn't start. And somebody, well, he only got drafted because of his last name. Yeah, I'm sure it's probably true. I mean, it's fine. But he got drafted at the end of the second round. He was not the Lakers' first-round pick, and because of that, I have no issue with what they wanted to do. I mean, if they drafted him because it makes his dad happy, they're offering his dad a 3-year, $163 million deal. Dad's 39 years old. He's going to be 40 before the year is out. I have no issue with this. None whatsoever. Now, is he going to have to play in the G League? I don't care what his agent Rich Paul says. He's going to have to play in the G League for this reason and this reason above all. He needs reps. He needs reps.
I just read before we came in that he's probably getting a guaranteed contract. Going to be on the bench the whole year.
Well, not be, but you know what? Jalen Pickett signed a 3-year contract with Denver. And he went back and forth to Grand Rapids this year.
I don't disagree with you, but just the way this, and again, it's narrative again. So, you know, you don't know how much of this is true. It just sounds like that he's going to sit in the bench all year. And I think
it's one of the worst things that could happen to him.
Yeah, and I think the person that comes out the worst in this is probably him if that's what happens. I don't think this helps his basketball career at all.
Right. I don't either. Because he didn't play a lot last year. And because he did not play a lot last year, he needs to get out in court and play some games. And I don't mean being on a two-way contract. I'm not talking about that. Now, I was talking about two-way contract earlier in the week. It sounds like they're not accepting that. But you can have the guaranteed contract. But that doesn't mean they can't ship you back and forth to their G League team, which, by the way, happens to be in Southern California anyway. And I think that it's fine he has a guaranteed contract. I have no issue with that. Remember, Jalen Pickett has a 3-year deal. He's going into year two of his 3-year deal with Denver. But he went back and forth between the Nuggets and Grand Rapids this year. So that doesn't mean they can't ship him back and forth.
And honestly, the other issue is the 6'1 and a quarter.
That's the other issue right there. The 6'1 and a quarter is a big issue. Because you can't be a 3 and D in the NBA at 6'1". You just can't. And I will also, I've never met him. I mean, there was some thought. They were trying to work out a game last year between Penn State and USC in Madison Square Garden. It didn't work out. So that would have been the only opportunity to even be around him. If you're 6'1" and a 3-and-D in the league, that's difficult to do. Avery Bradley did it. The question is, I'm not sure Bronny is Avery Bradley. He's going to have to play somewhere, and it can't be. He can be on the Lakers bench all season. All right, but that doesn't mean that he can't be shipped back and forth to the G League because he needs the work. He needs the game reps because to be honest with you, when he didn't join USC till January last year, he didn't get a lot of game reps at the collegiate level. He's going to need game reps, and it can't. It's not going to be with the Lakers.
What do you think he's going to start?
I doubt it.
Right, exactly. And for J.J. Redick, he's going to have to deal with this. And Rob Pelinka is going to have to deal with it. And the bottom line is, no matter what decision they make about him, is always going to have to be like, you know, even looking at the father, hey, we're doing this to make him a better player. We're doing this for his benefit. But I think the Lakers' G League team, and I know, yeah, he doesn't want to play G League, or his agent says he doesn't. It's the South Bay Lakers. The South Bay Lakers are the Lakers G League team. They play in El Segundo, which is where the Lakers training facility is at the UCLA Health Training Center. And Rich Paul saying he's not going to play in the G League. Now, he's not going to sign a two-way contract. So that goes to your point about the guarantee part. But it doesn't mean, as a full-time player, they can't ship him there. Because they can. I've already given you tangible examples. Okay? And the Lakers already have LeBron James, Anthony Davis, Rui Huchamara, Austin Reeves, D'Angelo Russell, Jared Vanderbilt, Gabe Vincent, Christian Wood, Jalen Hood-Schifino, and they drafted Dalton Knecht. Now, the lowest salaries on the team are Cam Reddish, Max Lewis, and Jackson Hayes. All right. Now, if they have a bunch of injuries, will he play? Yeah, he'll play. But, again, above all, and one other note about him. I've never, like I said, I think I started to say I've never been around him. I have not. But if you listen to everybody that's played with him or been around him, they say he is a grounded, team-oriented, doesn't big-time anybody type of young man. It's a real credit to his family and to his parents. You know, hey, I'm Bronny James. He's just kind of like, hey, guys, mind if I play with you guys? Okay. So. But why the G League? Because he needs the reps. It doesn't mean he won't play a bunch of Lakers games this year. He will. Yeah, I don't think there's any doubt in my mind he will play with the Lakers several times, but along the way, he's going to need work. I mean, it's the equivalent of being on the bench in the majors, and the Phillies take a guy and they send him to Lehigh Valley for 2 weeks because they just need him to get him some at-bats. Right?
Yeah, pretty much. I just hope it works out for him. It'll be a shame if this just turns out the way it looks like it's going.
Right. No, I hope it works out great for him. I mean, it'd be wonderful for him. Right? And I'm thinking of him, not about the dad. I'm just thinking about him because, let's face it, he's proud to be LeBron James Jr., but it also brings with it expectations.
When car repairs get difficult.
Well, I just don't know.
Me neither.
We get good. Sunbury Motors. more than quality new and used cars. Sunbury Motors specializes in complicated auto repair diagnosis. They can handle intricate repairs and even complete auto body with service open Monday through Friday, 7 till 4. And Sunbury Motors has made simple repairs easy. Maintaining your vehicle is necessary. Finding the time to do it is difficult. Welcome to Sunbury Motors Quick Lane. Just walk in or call ahead. Relax in their remodeled waiting room with Wi-Fi, beverages, and snacks. Will Sunbury Motors factory trained techs take care of your oil change, tire alignments, brakes, and inspections. Quick Lane, 6:30 to 6, Monday through Friday, Saturday, 6:30 till 2. Sunbury Motors, Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury. And Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. We take the out of auto repair.
You want your young athlete to get the most out of life and NIL. You need a roadmap, a strategic approach. NIL Game Changers help student-athletes earn while they learn in their collegiate journey. Driven by former student-athletes and coaches who work as NIL sports agents and content media designers, they'll guide both student and family, starting with high school students looking toward college and those already in college. Get a seasoned team of marketing experts with a background in athletics and coaching. Visit NILGameChangers.org, the ultimate destination for name, image, and likeness opportunities.
Bringing you an in-depth look at Penn State sports and more. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. The Steve Jones Show is presented by Brewers Outlet, NIL Game Changers, Sunbury Motor Company, and Purdy Insurance. Now, from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
That's right. In this final half hour brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Not only stock up for the weekend, stock up for the 4th of July, big 4th of July, four-day weekend coming up. Imports, domestics, microbrews. The best selection of beer anywhere. Maybe you'll love wine coolers, water, soft drinks, lots and lots of snacks, plenty of snacks. They roast their peanuts fresh and out every day. Six great flavors of slushies. And the pickle bar, led by my two favorites, the barrels and the dills, indeed second to none. So it's not only this weekend. Start stocking up for the 4th of July weekend. It's time to have some fun. Turn it loose. Have some fun. All right. We don't have the king yet. We may have to send out a search party for him.
Maybe he's working again.
He does do a lot of work. He, you know, hey, when you have your own business like that, you carve out his hours all over the place to do things. So, and he has always, always, always been a hard, hard worker. So, and loyal to the core, too. All right, so we'll wait for him. But, you know, look, second-round pick, if Bronny James goes out, for example, and becomes a rotational player in the NBA and can get 5 to 8 years doing that, I think his career is a success. Beyond that, then it's dream time. But if he can become a rotational player in the NBA, not immediately, but as time goes, yeah.
I mean, we're talking about, you know, the UCLA kid that the Sixers picked. I mean, yep. What are the expectations for him? Maybe, you know, at best, maybe 10 minutes a game behind Embiid as a defender and maybe a dunker.
It depends on how the rest of the roster plays out. He may be the third guy.
Yeah, exactly. There. I mean, and so the expectations shouldn't be there for Bronny to be much. I just don't know if this is the way to get him to where he needs to be.
Well, again, let's take the other Los Angeles team, Cam Christie.
Yes.
Cam Christie was drafted in the second round. Obviously, I saw him play plenty in person because he played at Minnesota. And he is a very good shooter. I mean, Cam Christie is a very good shooter. But I feel about him the same way I felt about his brother when I watched his brother play at Michigan State. When I watched his brother play at Michigan State, they were saying he's going to be a one-and-done, he's going to the NBA. I said, well, he may be a one-and-done going to the NBA. I said, but what does... I don't see him being a star player or anything like that. I said, he'll be lucky to get into the rotation. And Max Christie is still waiting to be in the rotation, right? Gets in there some, but that's... It's who he is. Well, Cam Christie's the same way. Well, he was drafted 9 spots in front. And when you're a second-round pick, the goals have to be, hey, make sure I'm on the roster, make sure I'm spending minimal G League time, make sure that I work my way over the next couple of years into being a rotational player, which then obviously opens the door for me to have a long-term NBA career. Every once in a while, the tumblers fall into place, and Nikola Jokic goes from second-round pick to MVP. Draymond Green goes from second-round pick to NBA champion as a starter. But,
I was going to say, they're looking for somebody with a discernible skill. You know, it might be deficient in other areas. Like,
right.
You know, that's why the UConn... I don't know why the UConn kid's not popping in my head. The one that went to Loyola.
You're talking about Cam Spencer.
Cam Spencer's obviously deficient in some defensive things, but there's not a lot of people that can shoot it like he can, so, he gets a shot.
Right. He shoots it really well, and that's what helps Cam Christie. Cam Christie is a very good outside shooter. I know he talks about his high basketball IQ. No offense, but I saw enough of him. It's good. It's not awesome, but it's good. But he can shoot, and he's got length, but he doesn't have... bulk, and Bronny James does. By the way, Bronny James has already a good NBA frame on him. Not to the extent of his dad. Nobody does. That's a dream for anybody. He'll get out there, and I would guess that. In the transition, in a blowout game that's one way or the other, they might play during the season a total of 40 to 60 minutes together. How about that? For the season. And it will be a thrill for him. It will be a thrill for LeBron. And, look, a big part of this is going to be, having him on the road trips together. But he's going to need some G League team time. Not because he's not a capable player, but every player needs reps. They need game reps. And there'll be times where he's going to need some game reps. And I hope everybody associated not just with the Lakers, but on his side of it, can understand that. You just need reps. You just can't go in like, hey, yeah, I've been practicing a lot. Yeah, it's just great. I'm glad you're practicing a lot.
I mean, whatever games he got into since January, since USC, is probably what he's played since what? March of 22?
Right. Yeah, exactly. Now let's take Lamar Stevens. Lamar Stevens has kept himself in the NBA. And he started the season and played the first half of the season, maybe 60% of the season with the Celtics. And he played some. He did play some. But when he got to Memphis, he played a lot. And I'm sure that meant a lot more to him, and I'm sure that meant a lot for his career moving forward, because now they have more reps of Lamar Stevens playing in the NBA. But he played a lot more with Memphis than he did with the Celtics, and I think it actually benefited him. Xavier Tillman went the other way, and Xavier Tillman was a very good player at Michigan State. But you notice, if you're watching the playoffs, and remember, Porzingis is out. He missed most of the playoffs. How much did Tillman play? Not much.
Well, at least enough to know that I knew you were talking about a Celtic.
Right. Right, exactly. But it was, you know, and Sam Hauser was the rotational guy off the bench in that spot. And Al Horford's the one that filled in for Porzingis. Okay. You know, take Perry Pritchard. He's become a rotational guy with the Celtics. He's in there, he plays, and guess what? He's carved out a role for himself. I mean, that's what guys have to do when they're not a first-round pick. You have to do that. That's just the nature of this league. And there is one other element to this. When you have four of the top 25 players from France, this goes back to what we talked about earlier, the impact of the Dream Team. And the impact of the Dream Team is you see so many foreign players now becoming real factors, not just in their country, but in the NBA. College basketball needs to get a little better in that regard. And if I'm the NBA, I want college basketball to get better in that regard. College basketball, for the most part, is playing more of an NBA-style game as compared to before. But look, if I'm Matt Painter of Purdue and I've got Zach Edey, I'm pounding the ball inside. Okay, you have to take advantage of the skills of the players that you have. But the second round had a lot more college players in it. But the first round had a, you know, G League, good night, France. Sound like the Coneheads. France, we're from France. So, all right, we'll take a break. So we can't get a hold of the king, huh?
Not currently.
Wow. Brought to you by Brewers Outlet here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Hi, this is Season. For over 100 years, the Purdy Insurance Agency has been protecting families and businesses of the greater Susquehanna Valley and beyond. With the experience of our trained and knowledgeable staff, you can rest assured that your needs will be evaluated and met by some of the industry's best representatives. No matter what your insurance needs are, call Purdy Insurance today at 570-286-5855. Visit our website at purdyinsurance.com or check us out on Facebook to see what we can do for you.
Party time, game time, or just fun time. Doesn't matter what time it is, because it's Brewers Outlet time. The Beverage Supermarket has the area's largest beer selection. Imports, microbrews, ciders, and domestics. Pick from over 100 ice-cold 12-packs and dozens of 24-ounce singles. Soda, snacks, hot sauces, fresh roasted peanuts. Make it one-stop party shopping, and don't forget the pickle bar. So whatever you're celebrating or just doing it up, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury, wants to see you. And thank you for your years of patronage.
Hi, this is Steve Jones. Join me on Wednesday, August 7th at the Susquehanna Valley Country Club for the 33rd annual Truman H. Purdy Memorial Golf Tournament. Get your four-person scramble team together to support the Greater Susquehanna Valley YMCA. There are loads of prizes, including hole-in-one, closest to the flag, longest drive, and more. Call 570-556-4191 to get registered, and then join me and Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation Wednesday, August 7th at the 33rd annual Truman H. Purdy Memorial Golf Tournament.
I've got one for you. This is really an interesting one. Frank Bentzel. Who is Frank Bentzel? The U.S. Senior Open Golf Championship is taking place on the course at Newport Country Club, which I believe the suit has a membership to. No? Not true. Bentzel, now this is an interesting course. It's a par 70, 7,024 yards, par 70. But they have the unusual back-to-back par threes on the front nine. The fourth hole is 184 yards. The fifth hole is 203, both par threes. Bentzel went out and made back-to-back hole-in-ones. mean, first of all, it's rare to have back-to-back par threes on a golf course, let alone have a guy go out and make back-to-back hole-in-ones. You're saying he must be leading the tournament. Au contraire. He then bogeyed the next two holes. He ended up shooting 74, four over par, which is about the way his career went. First of all, he was good enough to get into six PGA Tour events in his career, but he never made the cut. But he did have back-to-back hole-in-ones in the Senior Open and shot 74. Wow.
I wonder what the odds are on that. Because your hole-in-one odds are pretty infinitesimal, and that in back-to-back has to be pretty wild.
I don't know.
That's I don't think I've ever heard of anybody doing that before.
No, I know I never have.
Yeah,
I've never heard of anybody doing
I'm sure somebody's done it where you need to have your three witnesses for it maybe once, but I find it hard to believe anybody's done that in a pro tour and we haven't heard of it.
I've never heard of it. He did it, though. Knocked it home. Back-to-back hole-in-ones. Yikes. That is...
Also sums up the golf experience, 4-under on two holes and 8-over for the rest of it.
Right. Exactly. Exactly right. Yeah, but again, you know, he was in six tour events. He's 56 now. He never made the cut. Now, first getting into the event, let's give credit where credit's due. I mean, how good do you have to be to get into the event? You have to be good to get into the event. But back-to-back hole-in-ones. I came close in the Purdy tournament a few years ago, but that's as close as I've ever come. I guess it rolled over the edge of the cup, and I ended up 4 inches away. And the group was on, I'm trying to think what hole's what here. Was it the third hole, fourth hole, fifth hole, the uphill par three? I hit an 8-iron, so I didn't see the result of it. I just know it hit the green. And they had groups selling tickets on the fifth or the sixth tee. And they said it went right over the edge. I'm like, oh, well, I feel better now. It's like, great. So I didn't win a car or anything like that. I got a gift certificate at the Giant, though, or something like that. That worked out all right. But
I was going to say, do you guys have a Giant in State College?
Oh, God, yeah.
Oh, I didn't know if you... I know there's two Giants. I didn't know if you guys had the Giant and the Giant Eagle or the Giant we had.
No, Giant. We have three here.
Of course.
Well, there's one right near where I live. There's one on the west side of town, and there's one up on the Better Pike now.
Yeah.
So that one of the Better Pike's brand new. So, yeah, we have them. And for the Phillies, they already don't have Realmuto. They got Turner back. They got Marsh back. But now Harper and Schwarber are banged up. Oh, it's a long season, man.
I keep getting memes all day from my brother waiting for Harper news of impatience.
You know what? The key is to make sure when they start to the second half of the season after the All-Star game, if they have them available then, full go, fine. By the way, if you get two holes in one in a round, do you have to buy double the drinks?
I was thinking the same thing. That might have been more expensive for him than he thought.
Well, we're playing out at the Scarlet Course at Ohio State last month. I was playing with Wes Durham at the ACC Network, among others, and I hit a shot on the ninth hole. It's a downhill, and it rolled past the cup. I mean, it was, you know, but I mean, when it rolled past by about 6 inches, ended up about 6 feet away, and Wes looks over and goes, Jonesy, this, you don't want to make that big mistake, not with this group. He says, you'll be broke.